funny spot. This is just tremendous. Greetings to the brightest
audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. There is a brand new political action group. It's actually a 527, and it's online, and they're running ads in Iowa statewide, time for the Iowa caucuses. And the ad, it's a TV ad, 60-second TV ad. It's animated, and it has Mitt Romney, and it exposes that he's flat-out lying about his position on abortion. And it's a TV ad. So how do I show you a TV ad on radio? Well, here's what, if you possibly can get to the Internet, you can go to their website, ARTL, that's for American Right to Life, ARTLAction.com. And the ad is right at the top of their homepage. So I'm going to see if this works. I'm going to play this for you. And it is just, when you see it, it's going to blow your mind how well done it is. So let's hear it first.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Mitt who said a very bad thing.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
Then he thought of campaigning in Utah and said, I am not pro-choice. But when he came back to liberal Massachusetts,
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Then in 2004, he magically became pro-life. But only 6 months later,
I am absolutely committed to my promise to maintain the status quo with regards to laws relating to abortion and choice.
The spell must have worn off. Now he's on the campaign trail again, and he's back to being pro-life.
I was pro-choice. I am pro-life. I changed my position. I never said I was pro-choice.
Now he's in Iowa selling us his abortion fairy tale.
Mitt Romney, willing to sacrifice children, lying for your vote. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
Now that is a good TV ad. It's absolutely professional. It's well done. And who are these people? Who are they? On their website, ARTLAction.com, they have a tab. That's their homepage. They have a tab here, Who We Are. Let me see who they are. Let's see what this says. American Right to Life Action exists to provide leadership in the fight to advocate enforcement of God's enduring command, do not murder, especially in the realm of government. American Right to Life Action operates as a 527, therefore donations are not tax deductible. For decades, the pro-life industry provided campaign cover for pro-choice candidates by deceiving well-meaning pro-lifers. American Right to Life Action is determined to end that ability to mislead Christians into supporting those who defend various forms of intentional child killing. When it comes to child killing, exceptions are a window to the soul. American Right to Life Action will throw open that window so all well-meaning people can see where a political candidate actually stands. At American Right to Life Action, we expose the liberal in the conservative. Wow, that's pretty cool. And then we have the president and vice president of the organization. The president is Steve Curtis. This is from their tab on their website, Who We Are. Steve Curtis is the president of American Right to Life Action. By the way, again, their website, you got to see it because you got to see the ad. You'll just love it. Steve Curtis is the president of American Right to Life Action. Steve is the former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, who co-founded Life Commercials, where he operates a highly effective internet strategy for reaching women who are about to abort their children and encouraging them to call the option line. Stay tuned to American Right to Life Action. By Christmas Eve, Steve will unveil a stunning television ad that reveals the victims that National Right to Life has abandoned by their strategy of pretending that emergency contraceptives, chemical abortifacients like Plan B, and so on, are not an immediate threat to the unborn, to women, and to younger and younger girls. So that's the president of American Right to Life Action, Steve Curtis, who's a former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. That's pretty good, because an action group like that, like Focus on the Family Action, they're a political organization, and so you get the idea that they are the political arm of Focus on the Family, And so here we have American Right to Life Action, the president, Steve Curtis. So this is really exciting. Now, I want to go back to the homepage of ARTL Action. By the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS. And I'm going to play this audio for you. No, I'm going to stop it right now. But I'm going to play it for you again a bit later in the program. But on their homepage, at the top, you see Romney Fairy Tale, and you watch the video. That's cool. Then underneath that, there are two headlines, and let me read them to you. So the video, the TV commercial, exposes Mitt Romney as being a liar. He's not pro-life. He's simply a liar. And wherever he's running, he will say whatever he has to get votes. And in the Republican primary, he has to say, I'm pro-life. But, you know, the nation is not really ready to stop abortion. But I'm personally pro-life, you know. So is everybody else, right, in the whole country, practically. That's what they say. Doesn't John Kerry say that? Doesn't Al Gore say that? I'm personally pro-life. So the video just excoriates Mitt Romney for being a liar on the most important issue of our day. And right under the video are two headlines, and they come from Mitt Romney's own website, and they have to do with National Right to Life's general counsel, James Bopp, their attorney. And here are the headlines. Mitt Romney announces support of National Right to Life's James Bopp. Oh, great. So here's a liar. Here is a liberal Massachusetts candidate for president who's trying to lie to Republicans, conservatives, pro-life Christians. He's just lying. And on his website, MittRomney.com, Mitt Romney announces the support of James Bopp, who is National Right to Life's general counsel for decades. He's been there. Lawyer, and he's crafted their legal strategy, which has been a colossal failure. And then a second headline from October 2007. That was from earlier in the year, and here from October 2007. And this is a headline from, well, MittRomney.com. James Bopp is a key advisor to Mitt Romney. Sure, Mitt Romney wants people, Christians, to think, well, if James Bopp is supporting Mitt Romney, he must be a good guy. He must be pro-life. That's a lie. He's not. So very powerful juxtaposition of this video and with those headlines. Now, I'm going to play the video again, and this is radio, so you have to squint to see the video, but it's good, and you'll want to make sure you get to watch the ad. If you're in Iowa, then you could watch it on the Fox News Channel statewide from today through the Iowa caucuses January 3rd. But if you're not in Iowa for now, Lord willing, American Right to Life Action will bring in more money to run this thing elsewhere. But let's listen again to the spot.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Mitt who said a very bad thing.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
Then he thought of campaigning in Utah and said, I am not pro-choice. But when he came back to liberal Massachusetts,
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Then in 2004, he magically became pro-life. But only 6 months later,
I am absolutely committed to my promise to maintain the status quo with regards to laws relating to abortion and choice.
The spell must have worn off. Now he's on the campaign trail again, and he's back to being pro-life.
I was pro-choice. I am pro-life. I changed my position. I never said I was pro-choice.
Now he's in Iowa selling us his abortion fairy tale.
Mitt Romney, willing to sacrifice children, lying for your vote. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
That's just too good. That is excellent, and I'm just so thrilled that they have raised the money necessary to put this on TV. And they're targeting, obviously, Republican primary in Iowa. It's a caucus system. Caucus voters. And so they're airing it on Fox News Channel, which tends to pull a conservative pro-life demographic. Not, of course, not many pro-aborts and liberals watch Fox News, but it leans conservative and pro-life. So, now, that is followed on American Right to Life Action's website, their homepage, with these two headlines that link James Bobb and National Right to Life to the fraud and the wickedness of Mitt Romney. The headlines are, Mitt Romney announces support of National Right to Life's James Bobb. And James Bobb is a key advisor to Mitt Romney. That's October 2007. Now, there's a little bit of text under there, and then it introduces a memo by Brian Rohrbaugh, an article by Brian Rohrbaugh, who is the president of American Right to Life. Now, try not to be confused. You know, there are two groups, Focus on the Family and Focus on the Family Action, and they could have different presidents. And so American Right to Life, the president of American Right to Life is Brian Rohrbaugh, and the president of American Right to Life Action is Steve Curtis. Okay, so under these two headlines, there's a bit of text. National Right to Life's legal strategist, that's James Bobb, exemplifies his career-long betrayal of the unborn by supporting pro-choice liberal Massachusetts candidate Mitt Romney. The president of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh, responds to James Bopp's recent anti-personhood memo. And I'd like to read to you some of this response. It is very powerful, and this basically is launching American Right to Life and American Right to Life Action. So let's read this. It's called, Brian Rohrbaugh's article is called The Legacy of Judas, National Right to Life. Right? That's the subhead. The headline of the article is The Legacy of Judas, and then the subhead is National Right to Life by Brian Rohrbaugh, President, American Right to Life. And it starts out with a quote from the Bible. It starts out like this. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. And then starts the article. In 1981, after President Ronald Reagan agreed he would sign federal personhood legislation for the unborn, National Right to Life and their longtime attorney, James Bobb, actually opposed that effort, claiming they supported a states' rights approach. Move forward in time a quarter century to today. Notice that National Right to Life and Bobb have long opposed all state personhood efforts. That's powerful. That is powerful. So we start out this article, and this is actually a response to a memo that James Bobb wrote recently against the state personhood efforts. Start out pointing out that in 1981, Ronald Reagan said publicly, repeatedly, that he would sign federal personhood legislation that had been proposed. National Right to Life and their general counsel, attorney James Bobb, "No, we don't support that. We support a states' rights approach." So you move forward a quarter century to today, and National Right to Life and Bobb have long opposed all state personhood efforts. Now let me continue with the article. Demonstrated below, National Right to Life has continuously promoted legislation that undermines the personhood of an innocent child. In betrayal, National Right to Life quietly worked to oppose South Dakota's recent abortion ban referendum. Now, like a thief in the night, they are circulating a recent BOP memo to pro-life legislators and religious organizations to oppose personhood efforts in Colorado and elsewhere. National Right to Life is attempting to turn pro-life officials against this legitimate effort to end abortion and enforce the God-given right to life. Now the article continues. A stalwart authority of the pro-life movement, Dr. Charles Rice of Notre Dame, accurately reports that not one of the U.S. Supreme Court justices which includes those supported by National Right to Life, has ever affirmed personhood and the right to life for the unborn. The court's infamous partial birth abortion ruling advocates, quote, an injection that kills the fetus, and, quote, less shocking methods, unquote, of killing the same late-term children, and that ruling explicitly keeps partial birth abortion legal, declaring that the baby can be delivered up to, quote, the navel, and then terminated. This Gonzales v. Carhart decision is a virtual PBA manual, partial birth abortion manual. Yet against the landslide of changing opinion among pro-life leaders, because they have now read the decision for themselves, BOP continues to praise these justices who delivered the most aggressively pro-abortion, brutally wicked decision ever issued by a U.S. court. Written on the letterhead of BOP's law firm, this August 7, 2007, 11-page memo states, and now we're quoting one sentence from James Bopp, some, oh, and by the way, in this memo, he's referring to those of us who published our open letter to Dr. Dobson, which ran full page in newspapers around the country. So he's referring to our open letter, and James Bopp wrote in his memo, some have shamelessly vilified the Supreme Court justices who gave us this important victory. This is a grave injustice to these justices. Okay? So the justices wrote in their ruling that you can pull a baby out to the navel and kill it. Or you could give it a lethal injection and kill it. Or you should come up with less objectionable methods of killing it. Less shocking methods. That's what they wrote. That had nothing to do with respect for the unborn or the right to life. Nothing. Zero. It was a brutally wicked pro-abortion decision. And so Bob writes that some have shamelessly vilified the Supreme Court justices who gave us this important victory. This is a grave injustice to these justices. So then Brian Rohrbaugh in his article quotes another Bible verse. Woe to you also, lawyers, for you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. In fact, you bear witness that you approve the deeds of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Then Brian goes on, National Right to Life and their longtime lawyer, Bopp, bear witness that they approve of the justices they lobbied for, who ruled to continue to slaughter the innocent. The grave injustice is against the unborn. The growing list of Christian pro-life leaders condemning the evil partial birth abortion ruling include Judge Roy Moore, Ambassador Alan Keyes. In fact, you could click and see his 30-second clip where he condemns the ruling. In fact, you know what? I'm going to do that right now. Can we have this audio ready to go here? I want you to hear this 30-second clip from Alan Keyes. Let's go.
Why on earth am I called upon to rejoice in a decision that in every single line, in every single word, in every bit of logic in the whole decision painfully shows its regard for a concept that violates the law of God, the law of man, constitutional law, and every sane concept of decency that anyone in this country can come up with.
All right. So at that point in this article written by Brian Rohrbaugh, a response to the James Bopp memo for National Right to Life, basically, undermining Christian support for state personhood efforts, then Brian lists those who are condemning, the pro-life leaders who are condemning this evil partial birth abortion ruling. By the way, did you see Alan Keyes on Hannity and Combs last night? Was that just last night? I did not, but I got a full report on it, and it went really well. And Sean Hannity said, well, come on, Alan, how could we take your candidacy seriously? You're not doing well in the polls. And Alan Key said, I don't put stock in polls, but since you mentioned it on the way in here, somebody told me I had now tied Ron Paul. So why then do you put stock in his campaign and not mine if after one debate I'm tied with Ron Paul? And then Sean Hannity tried to backtrack as though he hadn't just made polls his litmus test. So no surprise there. Okay. So Brian Rohrbaugh lists he says the growing list of Christian pro-life leaders condemning the evil partial birth abortion ruling include Judge Roy Moore, Ambassador Alan Keyes, Human Life International President, the Reverend Tom Eitenhower, Notre Dame Law School Professor Charles Rice, American Life League's Judy Brown, Congressman Bob Dornan, National Right to Life and AUL Founding Board Member John Archibald, and many more. And you click on more, and you see a list of many more. And the article continues, and the founder of Focus on the Family also confirmed that, quote, and now here's a quote, obviously, from Dr. Dobson, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, wrote Dr. James Dobson, May 2007, at focusaction.org. Okay, pretty cool. Now the article continues. James Bopp and National Right to Life led the partial birth abortion fiasco that wasted 15 years but raised for the pro-life industry $250 million on a PBA ban that from its very inception never had the authority to prevent a single abortion. Attorney James Bopp is an advisor to false pro-life candidate Mitt Romney, who says he was pro-choice from 1970 through the 1990s. But then, eyeing the Utah governor's mansion in 2001, Romney wrote that he was not pro-choice. But then in 2002, he decided to run for Massachusetts governor, and he boasted of his defense of abortion rights. And then he had a false pro-life conversion in 2004 to enter the Republican presidential primary, while still defending abortion rights 6 months later in 2005, and to this day, he supports killing the tiniest humans for grisly research. Yet James Bopp dresses up this wolf in sheep's clothing. Meanwhile, National Right to Life has endorsed the anti-personhood Fred Thompson, making them the only advocacy group in history supporting a candidate who uses most of his airtime to oppose a federal amendment that would give them victory. You get that? When Fred Thompson is in the media, he's on a talk show, wherever he's speaking, whether it's Good Morning America or on Fox or wherever, and they ask him about abortion, he says, I'm against a federal human life amendment. That's his big thing. I'm against a federal human life amendment. I'm against any kind of federal personhood. I'm against that. Of course, that would give National Right to Life their victory, a federal human life amendment. That would give them utter victory. So Brian says, and I think he's right, that National Right to Life has endorsed the anti-personhood Fred Thompson, making them, National Right to Life, the only advocacy group in history supporting a candidate who uses most of his airtime to oppose a federal amendment that would give them victory. Then Brian's article continues. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in, you hindered. These, of course, are all Bible verses. And as you read the article, it doesn't say where they come from, where in the Bible. But it's sort of fun. At the end of the article, there's a citation section for references, and they give you Matthew 26:14, Luke 11:46. So those are the citations. You know, James Bopp, if he wrote this, the citations would be in Latin, and they'd refer to lengthy legal positivist rulings and laws that no one had ever heard of. So Brian is quoting Jesus Christ through this. Now, we are about out of time, but the article gets stronger. It gets stronger, and what a powerful punch it packs at the end. So I want to encourage you, if you have access to the internet to go to ARTLAction.com. ARTL, that stands for American Right to Life, ARTLAction.com, and you could look at the ad. I'm going to play the ad one last time. You could look at the ad, and then you could read Brian Rohrbaugh's article, The Legacy of Judas, and it is absolutely riveting. So let's hear the ad again.
Once upon a time, there was a man named Mitt who said a very bad thing.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
Then he thought of campaigning in Utah and said, I am not pro-choice. But when he came back to liberal Massachusetts,
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
Then in 2004, he magically became pro-life. But only 6 months later,
I am absolutely committed to my promise to maintain the status quo with regards to laws relating to abortion and choice.
The spell must have worn off. Now he's on the campaign trail again, and he's back to being pro-life.
I was pro-choice. I am pro-life. I changed my position. I never said I was pro-choice.
Now he's in Iowa selling us his abortion fairy tale.
Mitt Romney, willing to sacrifice children, lying for your vote. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
Wow. That is a good spot. It's very well done. I wouldn't be surprised if it won an award at the San Antonio Independent Christian Film Festival next year. 1,200 people went to that. 120 video submissions. Next year they got commercials. You guys should enter that for an award. In fact, most of the TV commercials produced by Steve Curtis and Jim Anderson at lifecommercials.com, they win awards. And Steve Curtis is the president of American Right to Life Action. So all that experience, years of experience producing award-winning TV commercials is, I believe, going to be leveraged wonderfully by these guys at American Right to Life Action. So if you're excited by what is going on, if you want to help stop the deception of Christians into supporting people who are wicked, then please, you could contact American Right to Life Action. Go to their website. You could contact who? American Right to Life. Their phone number is 1-888-888-ARTL. That's 888-888-2785. And our website is kgov.com to help us, familiesagainstpp.com, and Maranatha, what a great school.